Welcome to the Cupertino Symphonic Band's children's concert. We're really happy you could all make it today. And we have a couple of special guest conductors today. We have Katie Schaefer and Julia Oram, and they are the winners of our silent auction from our holiday concert. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the silent auction, we have a bidding sheet, and we will be holding one again today to have a young person conduct a song at our spring concert. The sign-up sheet is this. I'm going to leave it on the bake sale table. So the winner of the auction wins the chance to conduct a song at our next concert, our spring concert, which is May 17th, also on a Sunday. So today you will get to watch the two winners from the holiday auction, and we hope that we'll have some excited people to sign up for the next one. Thank you.
All right, if you were lucky enough to arrive early, you heard the Bay Bells perform in the foyer, or foyer, however you want to pronounce that. How about a round of applause for them? They will be performing Friday, May 15th, and we are pleased to announce they will be joining us on Sunday, May 17th, at our spring concert. Cupertino Symphonic Band and Bay Bells will be premiering a work composed by our very own conductor, Jason McChristian, and a work titled Flicker and Flare. We look forward to seeing you there. All right, now I would like to officially welcome you to the 2015 Cupertino Symphonic Band's Kids Concert, huh? You guys ready? Now, by a round of applause, how many of you are 12 years or younger? How many of you still feel like a kid? There we go. All right, to kick off our concert, we would like to welcome the first of our two guest conductors, conducting John Philip Sousa's March, The Thunderer. Please give a warm welcome to Julia Oram.
Thank you.
Sugar for Julia. All right. Let's see. Distance there. By a round of applause, how many of you have been on a roller coaster before? And here's another question. This is just for the kids. I promise it's related to the first one. How many of you could make a funny face right now? There's a few hands went up. Good. Oh, good, good. You see, when my brother and I were younger, when we were kids, we went on a roller coaster at Great America, and we got off the ride, and we saw that when we got off, they had taken pictures during part of the ride to capture everyone's reactions, and we thought that was funny, and we had an idea for the next ride, which was even more intense, that we would make a face. Right, make a funny face so that it would show up on the camera. But we realized as we were going up that first hill that we didn't know where the cameras were. So we quickly decided to make faces during the entire ride. By the way, if you do that, don't make a face where you're sticking your tongue out. I learned that the hard way. And the worst part about it was when we got off the ride, we found out that that one didn't even have cameras. So the roller coaster. Austrian composer Otto Schwartz composed this next piece, Roller Coaster. The work is known as a symphonic sketch, which means the music was created to help you imagine being strapped into a roller coaster ride. See if you can tell when the ride is starting and the car is picking up speed. Can you feel the high-speed twists and turns, a sudden drop-off, the loop-the-loop? That being said, those of you who are pregnant or have heart conditions probably shouldn't listen to this. So keep your hands and arms inside your chairs, enjoy Roller Coaster, and please welcome the band's conductor, Jason McChristian.
Thank you.
did it. You guys okay? Before I move on, I was asked to announce that I guess there are donation barrels at the entrance for West Valley Community Services. Is that right? All right, West Valley Community Services. So please, if you feel so inclined during the intermission, please donate. All right, so now for those kids, those of you who have seen Up, what is it that keeps distracting the dogs in that movie? Squirrels, right? Okay, so while I'm announcing this next song, when I point to you, you have to look at me, all right? When I point to you, I want you to yell squirrel, okay? All right. Somebody's already practicing. Very good. All right. And I want to make sure that I pronounce the composer's name correctly. Michael Giacchino?
Giacchino.
All right. He has composed for two other Pixar films, The Incredibles and Ratatouille. Also, he composed the score for Up. Giacchino has built a career... All right, didn't quite work. Keep watching, maybe I'll do it again. He's built a career composing music for video games, television, and feature films, including the Medal of Honor series, J.J. Abrams' Alias, and Lost, and the two newest Star Trek films. The score for Up won Giacchino his first Academy Award for Best Original Score. Up was first shown in theaters in 2009 and is considered one of Pixar's masterpieces. The combination of jazz and waltzes help bring out the old-fashioned vibe that suits the film perfectly. Now, try not to be distracted as we enjoy the music from Up.
Thank you.
We also want to remind everyone that there's a big tuba right there at the entrance. All donations from that are tax deductible, and they go to the band. All right, longtime CSB member Gregory Wong composed the first draft of his symphony in B-flat major while teaching himself music theory in high school. Greg has since reworked the piece, and the band has been performing each of the symphony's four movements over the course of the season. Today, the band will perform the third movement, which is written in the form of a scherzo. Am I saying that correctly? Scherzo. A scherzo is a piece of movement with an animated rhythm and a lively, playful character. Please enjoy the third movement of the Symphony in B-flat major by Gregory Wong. All right, kids, and you can be loud with this. What is it the pirates say? There we go. So as you listen to the next piece, which features highlights from the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, imagine the pirate captain, Jack Sparrow, sneaking around at the beginning. Then as the music changes, it's the Royal Navy captain, or perhaps the squid-faced Davy Jones. And then listen as the mighty sea monster, the Kraken, takes down the Black Pearl. One additional note here, my son is here, he's 3 years old. He's never seen the movies, but one of his favorite things to do is to turn on the music in our living room to Pirates and sword fight and with his little plastic swords, and we've knocked over more than one lamp doing that. And I don't know if he brought the sword this afternoon, but just be warned if you're hit by something. This music may have a Pavlovian effect on him. So this is highlights from Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Thank you.
All right, next up we have a tuba Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag is a classic example of ragtime music, which ruled the dance halls of New Orleans and St. Louis in the late 1800s. This song was originally called simply Number 2 by the old-time musicians, but gained the name Tiger Rag when recorded for the first time in 1917 by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Now, this is old-time jazz, when it was spelled with two S's, before the term evolved into jazz, which is probably a better word to use anyway. Now, can you kids guess what brass instrument is featured in this song?
Piccolo?
I heard a piccolo. Close. Of course, the tuba. So get ready to swing to the syncopation, and if you feel inspired, maybe even swing past Tubi. We'll be having an intermission right after this song. Feel free to feed Tubi a few coins. Now, this is Tuba Tiger Rag.
Hold the tiger.
That was the most amazing CrossFit workout I've ever seen. Real quick, how long, if you stretch the tuba out, how long would that be?
About
20 feet. So whoever gets Piccolo, you're off by about 19 feet. All right, so now we have the intermission, correct? All right, so now we're going to have about a 10 to 12 minute intermission. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Our second guest conductor will lead the band in John Philip Sousa's Washington Post March. Please put your hands together for Katie Schaefer. This next piece will feature one of the most unique and important instruments in our band. No, not this time, guys. No. It's actually the trombone. The modern trombone is derived from one of the oldest orchestral instruments around, dating back to at least the Renaissance, but back then it was known by another name, the sackbut. That name is derived from the old Middle French words sacre and botere, which I'm saying both wrong, which literally means pull and push. The piece, All Aboard, is based on the bright shuffle beat of the old spiritual, This Train is Bound for Glory, but with several familiar train-related melodies strategically placed throughout. So hop on board and get ready to swing with the Cupertino Symphonic Band and the Cupertino Symphonic Band Sackbut section in All Aboard. Fill in the blanks to these things that I'm about to say, all right? Do you want to build? All right, how about this? I'm Olaf, and I like... All right, so the reason why you were able to finish both of those sandwiches is because of the worldwide phenomenon, Frozen. Here's an interesting fact. Since November of 2013, I've had the music from this movie stuck in my head. How ironic that its most popular song is called Let It Go. In fact, Disney can't let it go. The movie made $1 billion and recently announced a sequel. So we're going to be moving the country. All right. This is Symphonic Highlights from Frozen.
Thank you.
I was informed earlier that not every program here received an insert announcing that the next CSV performance will not be performed here. Correct? It will be at, is it Prospect High School? I want to make the right announcement. Okay, Prospect High School. So for those of you who didn't receive the insert. All right, the Mother Hubbard March was composed by John Philip Sousa and published in 1894. As a proud father of two infant children, John Philip Sousa II and Jane Priscilla, Sousa composed the clever Mother Hubbard March based on nursery tunes. The most well-known rhymes that you'll recognize in this song are Three Blind Mice, Old Mother Hubbard, Hey Diddle Diddle, and London Bridge is Falling Down. This is Mother Hubbard. Vote here. How many of you have read Harry Potter? Raise your hand. All right. So really quickly, how many of you, the first book was your favorite? How about the second book? Third book? Fourth book? Fifth book? Not all of you got through the series. Sixth and seventh. There we go. Okay, those of you who said the fourth book, you guys were right. You win tickets to the next concert. Free tickets, which I've confirmed here is on May 17th at Prospect High School with the Bay Bells that you heard earlier. Now, the music to Harry Potter was composed by one of the great film composers and my favorite, John Williams. He composed the music for Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, Superman, Hook, Star Wars, and many, many more. He also composed the music for the Olympics, Sunday Night Football, and even the NBC News theme. Please enjoy the music from Harry Potter. Real quick, who is responsible for the slideshow? Who made the slideshow? Greg. Well, how about a round of applause? A fantastic addition to the show. All right, in 2001, before most of you were born, the members of the recording industry teamed up with the National Endowment of the Arts and created a list of the best songs of the 20th century. They chose from a pool of over 18,000 songs spanning all genres of music. They narrowed those down to 1,000 songs and then asked over 1,000 experts in the musical industry to vote on them. Some of the experts included several famous conductors, Paul McCartney, and even former President Bill Clinton. I guess technically the most famous saxophone player. But from that pool of 18,000 songs, some of the in the top 10 include White Christmas, American Pie, Yesterday by the Beatles. I think Paul voted for himself there. Aretha Franklin's Respect. And they determined that the number one song of the 20th century was Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Notable for its use in technicolor, fantasy storytelling, musical score, and unusual characters, the 1939 cinematic phenomenon, The Wizard of Oz, has become one of the best-known films and part of American pop culture. Some of the songs included in this arrangement are We're Off to See the Wizard, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, If I Only Had a Brain, The Merry Old Land of Oz, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. This is music from The Wizard of Oz.
Thank you.